Despite the daily announcements over the past few days of new cases of anthrax, the American people are not panicked or demoralized by this new attack, if that's what it is. That's information from a poll conducted over the weekend by the Pew Research Center. We're joined by Andrew Cohut, who is the director of the Pew Center for the People and the Press. Andy, what is the reaction on the part of the public?
Well, if these attacks were designed to further demoralize us, they haven't been effective. The discoveries of anthrax in New York and in other places did not raise the alarm level across the country. Over the weekend, we still have many people worried about a terrorist attack, but not a larger percentage than was the case previously. And we have about a third saying they've been depressed by the terrorism situation, which is what it was in early October and at the beginning of this week. Now, that's a lot lower than the 70% that we found a week after the attacks. But the latest round in this crisis hasn't further demoralized the American public, and I guess that's the big message that comes out of the poll. There was no panic this weekend despite these anthrax attacks.
Now, you ask in your poll if you worry that you or a member of your family could be a victim of terrorism. Is that changing?
Well, not very much. I mean, in the first week after the attacks, 53% said they were very or somewhat worried. In the survey we conducted just this past weekend, 52% said they were worried. So there's no big rise in personal concerns despite this new wrinkle of bioterrorism.
So far, anthrax has been mailed to news organizations and in one case to Microsoft. Did you ask any questions about the mail, if people are treating their own mail any differently?
No, we didn't ask any questions about the mail and the specific anthrax attack. This is part of a tracking survey that was in process when all of this began to happen. But the public is skeptical and divided about what this represents, and that comes out of the Gallup poll this weekend. The public were divided 50-50, more or less, as to whether these attacks really had anything to do with Osama bin Laden and his terrorist network. So the public isn't reaching very far on this. They are staying tuned and they're paying attention to the media, and they are not making extrapolations without good evidence or clear factual associations that this is yet another terrorist attack. This is one of the virtues of having the American public paying as much attention to the news as it is. It's being pretty rational and thoughtful about what they're experiencing.
Your survey also shows that a solid majority of the American people are okay with the idea that the military is exerting control over news on the war in Afghanistan, and that it's okay if the press doesn't know everything that the press wants to know.
The American public is typically quite supportive of the watchdog role of the press, but 59% in this survey said they'd like to see the military have more control over what news organizations report rather than the decisions being left to news organizations. That is exactly the percentage we found during the Gulf War to a comparable question, and it's the reverse of views about whether the government should control what the press says in normal times. So there's a sense of public opinion being on a war footing with regard to the media.
Thanks very much, Andy.
You're welcome, Linda.
Andrew Cohut is the director for the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He spoke to us from Princeton University.